Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.
Hold on. Got a special. Got a paper over here.
On the presses, it tells me that it is Tony Mathieson's birthday.
Are you kidding me? Right there it is, Joe.
Happy birthday.
It's true.
Are you
Thank
kidding me?
You. I'm
See,
not
we don't,
kidding.
We don't report false news at this station.
Oh, Happy now how birthday. Did you find that out?
I got sources on the inside.
Oh, I'll say
and
you
the outside,
do.
And everywhere. Tony Mathieson is with us. Happy birthday to you, Miss Tony, and many, many more. She's now officially, what, 33?
55.
Whoa. Now, Joe, would you have 55. Guessed a day? Would you have guessed a day over 33.
Careful,
no,
boys.
No. 33 every day.
Oh. 33 every day.
What are we? Oh, okay. Let's
here
get,
we go. Here we go.
We're here to take five for your community this morning. And today's topic is the United Way. And we got two greats here heading up the campaign this year. I have no doubt in my mind we will far exceed every expectation with the fundraising campaign this year with these two at the helm. Tony Mathieson, Joe Hamden, our guests this morning, guys. Good morning. United
Good morning.
Way, it's time to talk about the fundraising campaign. Joe, you want to go first? What's your duties this year, Joe?
I decided to be the chair of this year's campaign, and so I'm going to go out to the different organizations that will be having their kickoffs and try to influence the employees to donate more, to pledge more, and then Tony will be really a great asset helping me out on being there right by my side, and we'll go talk to different organizations, and they
That's
will
right.
help us out, and we're going to try to make it this year, and we will.
Absolutely. Again, I have no doubt in my mind. Look, here's the deal. It's so easy to give. A lot of people do the payroll deduction, and let me strongly recommend that one because it's simply taken out of the check. You know, you don't even notice it's gone, and it does so much good by giving to the United Way. And payroll deduction is one option, but Tony, there's so many other options too.
There's many different options, and thank you so much for allowing us to share this information. The kickoff officially begins September the 1st through October the 31st. So when we talk about different options that we can give, of course, the payroll deduction is the best. We also love the direct giving. You can give with your credit card. You can go to the website, UnitedWayOfDavisCounty.org. You can call our office. We want to help you in any way we can. This is so important. I just can't stress enough. And if you don't know what United Way does, reach out to us and let us tell you. It makes all the difference in our community.
It certainly does. And look, if you are one of those that wants to give back, but you just absolutely don't know where to start or what to do, the United Way is perfect because it helps so many different agencies. What are we up to now? There's 18, I think, something like that, agencies?
I believe there's 18 agencies, and we're really looking at, well, when I sit here and think about in the last 5 years, United Way, now listen to this, in the last 5 years, United Way has given over $1,065,000 to Davis County, Indiana.
Wow.
This is huge. What if we didn't have that? Think of all those needs that wouldn't be met. And another thing to think about, too, is United Way is 99% volunteer-driven. There is something for everyone, but this is our community, and it makes all the difference.
It really does. So give the United Way. Again, it's a great way to give back to your community. Joe, you're going to be busy over the next couple of months. And if you're a business owner right now listening, maybe one of the corporations in town, and you have not had someone from United Way come in to speak about giving, Joe, you would be glad to meet with them, talk to their staff, and tell them just how easy it is.
You're correct. One of our reasons that we're really helping out is listen, like if you look at our what's our why, $6,000 towards high school scholarships, $4,000 towards this Youth First Camp Memories, which is a great opportunity for kids to make new friends, and just it's a great opportunity for some that have just never been to camp before. $106,000 in allocations to partner agencies to help other places that may not have had such a great donations and whatnot. So we're helping out everybody else too. $15,000 in designated funds to non-partner agencies. The Day of Caring it's a great opportunity. So I want to make sure people, if they haven't done it before, I've done it for 10 years, and it's a time to network, to make new friends, to make it feel like you've got something clean around our community. The Eastside Park, $300 towards the memorial bench, and the Stepping Forward program, $5,450. So, you know, again, this is just an opportunity for people to help out if they feel like they don't know where and where their role is. The United Way is a spot where they can give back and help and possibly just know that they've given back.
All right. Why is Daviess County United Way important? Joe just mentioned that. So many organizations are helped through the United Way. So please do your part. Give. The campaign officially gets started September 1st, running through the end of October. If you want to have these guys come talk to your group, call the United Way office. Get in touch with Zella. 254-1038 is the phone number. Online, Daviess County.
UnitedWayOfDaviessCounty.org.
Payroll deduction, flat donations, however you want to give to the United Way. Tony Mathewson, Joe Hamden, heading up the campaign this year. Hats off to you for stepping up to volunteer in this big capacity. We appreciate what you're doing for the community and wish you the best of luck with the campaign drive.
Thanks again, Dwayne. Thank you. And a very happy birthday to Tony.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Thank you.
And many more. Take five for your community, a service of Yocum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.